And we're back to Community Voice. Back. We just got here. You're listening to Community Voice this morning. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We got a very great show ahead of us today. We have the Carrollton City Schools Education Foundation in here with us, the executive director, Laurie Fleck, and Miss Melina Douthit. See, I said Douthit earlier, but I found out it's like South, but with a D. Douthit.
That's it.
We're here to chat about the good work that the Carrollton City Schools Education Foundation has been doing for quite some time. But first, why don't we learn a little bit about the team here? So tell us a bit about yourself. So, Laurie, you go first.
Hey, good morning, Josh. Thanks for having us this morning. So I am a parent of the school system. I have two kids at Carrollton City Schools, and 3.5 years ago, I went to work for the school system, and I currently work in our PR communications department, but then I also oversee the management of the foundation for the school system. So had the opportunity to do that and be there on campus with my kids. So, but I'm a local Carrollton resident. I grew up here and have been here for many, many years since. So happy to be here this morning.
Excellent. So you are just a part of the landscape at this point. You've been around.
I guess so.
You are pure West Georgian.
I feel like it now.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. How about you, Miss Melina?
I too have children in the school system, and I am a local Carrolltonian. I moved away for school and then stayed away for several years and made our way back to Carrollton when it was time for kids to start school, actually. And I am, by default, I guess, I'm the fundraising committee chair for the Education Foundation.
Excellent. So what do you think of that gig?
It's actually very good. Because of Laurie.
You guys definitely do some great work. Let's talk about the foundation more. The Carrollton City Schools Education Foundation, it's had a very, quite an impact. There's so many people around this area that are familiar with the organization, whether it be teachers, parents, and of course the students that benefit so much from this organization. Tell us a bit about the organization.
So the Education Foundation began in 1993. It was actually the vision of Mr. Tom Upchurch, who was the superintendent of the school system at the time. He was the very first donor to the foundation, and he had this vision to create more academic opportunities for students, innovative academic opportunities. And so that's where it began. And from there, the first program area the foundation launched were what they called mini grants at the time, which we still do as we now call them instructional grants. And then soon after that, we began issuing scholarships to graduating seniors. So, and it's just blossomed from there.
So where was the, what was the original need? Did Tom just see that there was a vacuum here that could be filled by this?
I think that he had some ideas in the beginning of things that he wanted to happen. And I think the mini grants really was the program that kind of launched that vision. And so giving grants, giving money to classrooms to do some innovative things for students in the classroom, resources in the classroom, tools that teachers could use that weren't funded through your typical taxpayer dollars and education funding at the state level. So that was really, from my understanding, the vision in the beginning.
Amazing. All right, so let's talk about scholarships. You mentioned scholarships. I know that's a multifaceted organization. There are different areas of help here. So let's talk about scholarships. You guys have given out a very substantial amount of money over the years, so tell us more about that.
Well, so I guess since 93 when it started, we've given, between the scholarships and the grants, we've given out over $850,000.
Wow.
And every year we give away well over 20 scholarships, usually totaling anywhere between $24,000 to $25,000 each year. Last year we awarded 23 scholarships, or 28 scholarships, I'm sorry, and 23 scholarships to 28 different students.
Wow.
And so it's been a huge impact. And so that's, I think, what most people are most familiar with when they think of what the Education Foundation does.
Sure. So what kind of scholarships?
Everything from some of our more recent ones have been people who know that they, a graduating senior that wants to become a teacher, and that's their focus. Well, there's a specific scholarship for that. Laura, you can talk about some of the other
Yep. So we have a variety of scholarships that have some have been endowed by families in memory of a loved one through the years. Some have been endowed or by just someone that they're honoring in our community. We do have a specific scholarship for someone who's interested in education. We have one for a student, a graduating senior, who might be interested in pursuing medicine. We have some scholarships that they all have some type of not necessarily need-based, but majority of them are. They do look at that need, and there's typically an academic component to them and an essay. So the students go through an application process every year to apply for those.
That was my next question. Tell me about the application process. Because so it's really cool that it's specific to what they want to eventually do, mm-hmm. and help make that a reality for the kid. I would have loved for something like this to have been around when I was in school, you know, up in North Georgia. Right. So, I mean, how does the application process work?
And some of the scholarships are more general, but every year the students will fill out an application that the fund representative has helped establish. So if a family sets up an endowed scholarship for the foundation, we sit there and go through, okay, what would you like for this to look like? And we send that out to the students, they apply, and then we have a committee of mm-hmm. board members in addition to some community members who go through those applications every year and select recipients. And then those are awarded at the Carrollton High School Honors Night every spring.
Oh, that's exciting. Must be an exciting accomplishment when to receive that in front of all your friends and family.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. So you guys put it out there, and if there are any students that are particularly looking forward to going into that field, whether it be chemistry or something, then they can apply specifically for that.
Right. We have several of those. We also have one that's geared towards students interested in a career in STEM. So a lot of our students who are in the ROV club or in, you know, one of the science fields or math, they might look at that scholarship. And then we do, again, have some general scholarships as well. And that those students really kind of show themselves in their essay. There's some type of essay topic they have to write about. And so for the general scholarships, that essay weighs a lot.
So since 1993, $850,000 in grants and scholarships.
Yes.
Wow. So we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to continue to chat about the great work of the Carrollton City Schools Education Foundation as we continue our conversation with Executive Director Laurie Fleck and Fundraising Committee Chair Melina Douthat. So we'll stay with us.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
And welcome back to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. We're talking to the Carrollton City Schools Education Foundation, talking about their great work since 1993 here in the West Georgia area. That is the Executive Director, Laurie Fleck, and the Fundraising Committee Chair, Melina Douthat. So if you're just tuning in, we've been chatting about the scholarships and grants, the amounts of money that they put out here to help students in the city school system. If you're just tuning in, definitely go back and check out the Facebook Live stream, which is currently running on our WLBB Facebook page. And you can also check out the podcast that's going to be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticommunications.com. So, all right. So we chatted a bit about scholarships. Let's chat more about the grants. The grants, the nature of the grants, how they have come to be, and who they end up with.
So each year we, in addition to our scholarship program, we issue instructional grants to our school systems, teachers in classrooms. So our teachers are able to apply for a grant. They typically average around $500 each is what the grants are. But we're looking for really unique things that they want to do in their classrooms. So some examples of grants this year were, one is an art teacher at the junior high is wanting to build somewhat of a Zen garden, a very creative space outdoors so that her students can go outside and not only in this time in our pandemic to be outside, but also to do some artwork outside and encourage that creativity. So
a much more inspiring space,
right?
You know, a Zen garden, way better than just a fluorescent light classroom.
That's right. So that's one example. Another, which we thought was really cool, is Joe Driver at the elementary school is actually going to be starting a guitar club for our youngest Trojans. So we provided some seed money in the grant for him to get that club started.
So. Really? So how does this process work? I know we mentioned with the scholarships, you know, you guys put out these applications and students, if they have an interest in chemistry or STEM or something to that effect, they if they feel that scholarship suits them, they can apply and it can go to the committee and then they are awarded that on awards night. Now with grants, how does that work? Because, teachers are involved in this as well.
Correct.
So the teachers, they're actually part of our Golden Giving. They give each year through an employee-based giving, and that money helps to fund all of these grants that we give each year. And the teachers, they come up with these really innovative, out-of-the-box ideas, and they apply for the grants, and we actually have a committee, community members and board members that get together. They read each one of the grants, and then we know how much money we have, and they award it. So this year we actually awarded about $23,000 and gave away 58 grants. And it really is, it's like Christmas morning. It's a fun, exciting time to go into the schools and give away the grants.
Yeah, the girls mentioned prior to the program, they're like, everyone loves to see us coming. Because we're like Santa Claus. We have just a sack full of grant money. We're just like handing out. Not really, but it is awesome that you guys are doing all this and helping these teachers accomplish these creative teaching methods. I mean, let's be honest, that's the stuff that tends to stick with us, right? Mm-hmm. When you think back, you're like, no, I'll never forget that class. I'll never forget getting to go on this field trip, getting to do this cool, fun thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really awesome. So you have all sorts of applications. People are coming in, they're asking for all sorts of things.
Lots of books and technology, but also the different alternative seating. We've got in our elementary school, the art teachers are having to go classroom to classroom instead of being brought into the art class. And so they've gone and asked for things like digital art pens so that the kids can get back to painting. They've not been able to do that in their classrooms. And there's just been some at the junior high last year, there was a swing mm-hmm. that was installed in the library for reading or just outside the library so you could go and have a quiet place to read.
Like a legit swing? Like a tree swing?
It's actually, it's like one of the big swings.
Southern swings.
Right. So it's a reading swing. Mr. Thomaston, the principal at the junior high, actually had this idea. He's an avid reader, and they have a lot of reading challenges in their school. But sometimes when they go outside after lunch, the students have some time after lunch. Some kids might just want to sit and read, and so it gives them a safe place. And if you're in the swing, you have to be reading. So that gives them a place to do that.
That's perfect. So can adults use it? Because I'll be right back. No, that's awesome. That's really cool. You mentioned earlier the Golden Giving. This is something I didn't realize this was happening. Would you mind speaking more on that?
Sure. Well, it's a relatively new initiative that we've got going. We started it just a few years ago, and it came as a result of a need for being able to offer enrichment experiences. Dr. Albertus, our superintendent, had this vision to start bringing different enrichment experiences, field trips and cultural immersion type things, ultimately, to our students. And so we needed to be able to fund it. So we've never had conscious fundraising until just a few years ago. And so we started with Golden Giving, and it is more, we're asking, you know, our families and our community to help support this. And it starts in the beginning of the school year. It's about a 3-week time period where you can give anywhere from a monthly $10 amount to a annual larger amount. And ultimately what we want to do is be able to fund some very cool, we funded a few, but to really start funding these enrichment experiences. And eventually Golden Giving will have, we've had some spring awareness events, but eventually we'll have another big spring event on our campus that's going to help sort of to show our kids what it means to be good stewards and good partners with a community. They learn what giving back means and why we're doing this for them. So
that's right on par with West Georgia. I feel like every episode, I feel like at some point I have to bring up, you know, it's a testament to this local community. Absolutely. You can just take a look at how many nonprofits there are, how generous individuals are, not just with nonprofits, but with, well, this is a nonprofit, but, you know, school-based nonprofits, nature-based nonprofits. I mean, these teachers are taking it upon themselves to help enrich the lives of their students, essentially, because they are funding this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as well as folks from the community. Mm-hmm. So now prior to the Golden Giving, how did you guys raise funds? Just apply for monies and stuff?
It was really just word of mouth. You know, people that knew about the foundation would send a check every once in a while. So there was no consistency to it, but we were just so fortunate. We had incredible donors, and through word of mouth, we were able to keep things moving along. But we knew to grow it, we had to do some strategic planning. So we had 2 years ago, we did a long-range planning session with our board. We looked at our 10-year goal and where we want to be. Ultimately, our goal is in 10 years to be at a $3 million endowed endowment at the foundation. So to do that, we have a goal every year of what we need to raise. And so between the Golden Giving is kind of the overarching fundraising campaign for us now. And over 60% of our teachers give to the foundation every year. And so our goal with raising money from the community is to match what the teachers give. If they can give $10 a month out of their check, surely our community would be willing to match that. So we raised over $23,000 this year. So we have a little bit to go mm-hmm. as far as our match, but we're on our way.
Tremendous. So right now, you know, these enrichment experiences, they're limited to field trips, they're limited to museums, which I say limit, not in a bad way, because that's awesome to get to right. do that. And then a lot of schools don't get to do stuff like that. So so what are the goals? What are the ambitious pie in the sky goals for this program?
What we would love to be able to do is, if we've got kids at the high school that are doing a foreign language pathway, to be able to send them on a spring break, to be able to go to France, to be able to go to South America and do an immersion program and understand the culture and the language and really just get to see the world. And
why are experiences like this so important?
I think because we learn that the world's a very big place, but we're all connected in some way, and just exposure broadens your horizons.
So if we can encourage the community to reach out and match these teacher donations, eventually we think we can get to that goal.
Yes.
That's Absolutely. What I'm talking about. That's awesome. All right. Well, we're going to take our second break, but when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with the Carrollton City Schools Education Foundation Executive Director, Laurie Fleck, and Fundraising Committee Chair, Melina Douthit. So stay with us.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
And we're back to Community Voice, a little ZZ Top to bring us back in. Thank you, Colin. We're talking to the Carrollton City Schools Education Foundation, Executive Director Laurie Fleck, and the Fundraising Committee Chair Melina Douthit. If you're just tuning in, please, please go back and watch the Facebook Live stream. This has been a great show, and it's a lot of great information. We really have a great community, and a great community of teachers, a great community of donors out there in West Georgia. You're probably listening. And thank you all for making this happen, because you know, there are ambitious goals here ahead of the Education Foundation, and they are not going to be stopped. They're going to keep going until they make these things happen, and I believe it. So definitely check out their organization. Strides for Sherry, that's coming up on October 31st. Talk about the connection to the foundation there.
Yes, so Natalie Davis was on your show this week, and one of the things that the Davis family has started several years ago was in memory of the beloved teacher, Carrollton Upper Elementary School, Sherry Davis. They began the Strides for Sherry event every year, and that goes, the proceeds from that go toward the Sherry Davis Memorial Scholarship at the foundation, and that's just one of the scholarships that we award every spring to a graduating senior. That scholarship in particular is for a student who's interested in becoming a teacher. So we All hope right. that people will come out and support that event as it supports that scholarship.
Excellent. So that's October 31st.
Correct, yes.
So just check out Strides for Sherry online. You can get more information about that. Mm-hmm. So, hey, you know, we only have probably about 7 or 8 minutes left in the program, and I would love to share some stories. You guys are, as you mentioned, everyone loves to see you coming down the hallway. You guys are, you're bringing gifts and helping make some of these awesome experiences happen. Yeah, so how have the, tell us about some of the stories.
You know, I think that when you really see, so for instance, last year, just a story that comes to mind is last year there was a high school science class who took a field trip to the Georgia Aquarium. And they were able to really do like a behind-the-scenes look at the animals there. And so just thinking about the students in that classroom who were able to look at that as a possible career choice and to look at that opportunity that they could have that they may not have ever been able to do. And so Jennifer Sewell took those students in that class. And so I just think about how we're hopefully opening doors for these students. And, you know, one of the enrichment experience programs that we did not get to do because of COVID last year was to take students to the University of West Georgia and actually show them the campus, current juniors, so that they would be able to see the university and firsthand maybe somewhere they would have not ever gone because they think, oh, maybe I don't want to go to West Georgia. I want to go away to school, but making sure they take a good look at our local university. So I think as far as stories go, I guess more just exposing kids to these opportunities and how that's not specific stories about a student, but that's just, I guess, to me, looking at the opportunities that we're hopefully opening their eyes to.
A story of impact, honestly, because mm-hmm. Let's think about it. I mean, this is a universal experience mm-hmm. if you went to like public school. You remember how scary it was when you went from elementary school to middle school and you went in, the building was just gigantic
right.
and you go from middle school to high school, it's even worse because there's a bunch of like adults that are your peers that are like making fun of you and stuff. I mean, it's scary, you know, to go into this new environment. Very much that can be said about college. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a terrifying thought, and getting to see it and see that it's really not that scary. It's actually, I mean, they go out of their way to make things accessible and fun and comfortable at the university and all most universities. Mm-hmm. I mean, that has to have a mental impact on the students to know that, you know what, this really isn't that far out of reach. Right. I have one right here in my backyard, a great university with tons of opportunities.
I think when you're local, you drive by our university and you kind of have a perception of what that experience would be like. But it is a very unique thing when you get onto a campus of any school and really get to see behind the scenes there. So we didn't get to do that last year. We planned it for the spring, but that's been postponed, but we will do that for the juniors when we're able to. Another opportunity last year that has been postponed, but I'm excited about them doing, is the Chick-fil-A Hall of Fame for students at the junior high. Math students at the junior high being able to go to the Hall of Fame and connect math concepts and math standards with sports. So meeting kids where they are, some of these kids that would never realize that math plays a role in things like sports. And so just connecting with kids in that way.
Makes math so much more fun.
That's right.
You're just like, all right. So if the defensive tackle is, you know, just talk about the physics and momentum of it all. So we have about 5 minutes here. I'd love to get some final thoughts from you guys, just in terms of the future of the organization, in terms of what you would like West Georgia to know.
Well, we want West Georgia to know first that we need money.
Yes.
We want to be able to keep doing these amazing experiences for these kids. I mean, just another story real quick. The very first enrichment experience that the Education Foundation was able to fund was to send the entire second grade at Carrollton Elementary School to the Atlanta Symphony. And it was done with a conscious effort of how the symphony tied in with the music lesson and the English and language arts lesson was at that moment. So we want to be able to keep this and just continue to grow. So we want money.
Sure. Yeah. How about you, Laurie?
So I remember sitting down with one of our assistant principals a couple years ago, and he said he'll never forget when he was a little kid and he was going down I-20 towards Atlanta, and you round the top of the hill and you see the Atlanta skyline. And he said he's taken kids on field trips before, and the number of kids that top that hill and have never seen that before. And so for me, that was very compelling of this is the right direction for us to go, to expose our kids, to get them out into the big world. And so we, as Melina said, we want to do those things and broaden their horizons. And in order to do that, we really need to keep moving in the direction of funding. And so we're on the right track. And our goal is to raise $100,000 a year. And this year we should be coming in at about, you know, three quarters of that. So we just have a little bit more to go, and we're just thankful so much for those that started the foundation and those that are helping to keep it going and growing.
I love this concept of taking this giant, colorful, exotic world that we live in and bringing it a lot closer to these students, and realize it's like, look, just because you may have made a B on a science test here in West Georgia doesn't mean in 5 years you're not going to be working on experimental aircraft in the desert or on a base in Japan or something. I did want to mention we had some comments that come through here. Lois Holbrooks mentioned, good morning, enjoying the show. So, hey, Lois, wave at the camera.
Hi.
Thanks for watching, Lois. And also, are you ready for this? Tom Upchurch is watching right now.
Oh, good morning.
Tom, we love you, man. I served with Tom on the Kids Peace Board, and he's just a magnificent individual. And clearly, this is the legacy, the kind of legacy he's left behind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's told me some stories, and a lot of them just left me with tears in my eyes. I didn't realize that he had done so much, but this is his legacy. I mean, this is one of the things that he had his hands on, and now look at where it is. I mean, we started out small, just donations here and there, and now look, you guys have an organized fundraising network, and you're really changing a lot of kids' lives. So we only have a couple of minutes left here. Where can folks learn more? Where can folks, most importantly, make donations to help enrich their local community and the students' lives?
Yes. So first of all, I want to thank Mr. Upchurch for starting this opportunity for our kids, and continues today to be a huge part of that and in his giving to the foundation. So thank you. And as far as learning more about us, so you can find us on Facebook, Carrollton City Schools Education Foundation. You can also find us on our CarrolltonCitySchools.net website under community. You can read more about our different giving options as a golden giver. And then you can learn about our scholarships, grants, and enrichment experiences there as well.
Perfect. Laurie Fleck, Melina Douthat, thank you both for joining us today, and I speak on behalf of the entire community, I'm sure, when I say thank you for what you guys are doing, and thank you for help changing these kids' lives.
Thank you for having us this morning, Josh.
Wonderful. Well, we want to thank our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. Thank you guys for making this program possible, and thank you guys for what you do, and hey, thank you for tuning in at home. So stay with us and listen to us next time. All right, bye.